This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy Monday. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We always want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Yeah, you can keep the music here, Daniel. You can keep it. You can. Yes, I want. Gets us in the mood, doesn't it? Gets us in the mood.
Well, we are still waiting on the world to change, and
yeah,
I think we'll be able to use this theme music for the next 100 years, because I kind of wonder if it ever will.
The people you wanted to, or you sat with last night, wanted the world to change in that they wanted the Philadelphia Eagles to win rather than the Minnesota Vikings. That's the way they wanted
the
world.
It was not a great day for Philadelphia Eagles fans. The birds were not looking too good.
Were
the
they
Vikings,
like,
on the other hand, were fantastic.
Were they Philly like rowdy, or were they just taking?
Nah, they were good. They were pretty mellow people, actually. They were really good.
Not like in a drunken, you know.
One of the stadium people told me the worst fans at U.S. Bank Stadium are Chicago Bear fans. Those are the
worst.
There
you go. Yeah, Dup Bears. Yeah,
Dup Bears. Yeah, go
Dup
figure.
Bears will do it every time. Exactly right. I have a question for our audience, as I often do on the program, and this is something I'd love to know what is on your mind, and this is a little bit directed at farmers and ranchers specifically, because they're living this long nightmare this year that is, you know, mainly weather. The trade stuff's been going on for a while, and most of the farmers and ranchers I hear from in the trade world say, it's necessary. We have to do it. You know, it's going to be fun, but rip the Band-Aid off and just do it. I mean, the president should just do it, because we've had bad deals for far too long, and he ought to do it. So that was the majority of the folks that I heard from, certainly. But that was, of course, prior to a season that was, yes, the prices are still where they are. Yes, the trade deals are going on, but now we have this horrific weather. And we end up with the Galdarn blizzard, the 11th hour of harvest, slowing us up even more. So it's been pretty ugly. And I sense, in doing what I do and hearing from lots of folks across the Northern Plains, that even people that I would consider those that are the least likely of all to complain, because I'm sorry, the stereotype, at least amongst farmers and ranchers, that you're not afraid to complain. I'm sorry. It's just how it is. You're not afraid to you know, this could be that way or this could be that way. I just, nature of the beast, I guess. And I just say that because that's at least the stereotype, the perception. You could prove me wrong. But some of the folks that I'm hearing from are not in that camp. And yet they're saying this is a bad deal for a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons. So, my question, and I'd like to spend better part of this hour on it if we can, is what, you know, is there anything that can be done? From time to time, when we've had Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong on, different ideas have come up to say, well, if you could do this, that'd make a big difference here or whatever. I don't know that there's any silver bullet out there. Program that's out there, idea, whatever, but, you know, what can be done? Here's what I think we all need to recognize outside the farm and ranch world. People that talk into a microphone for a living. People that drive a truck for a living. Whatever. Things outside of farming and ranching. Agriculture is different. In other words, if there was a trade war over, I don't know, nuts and bolts, And the supply of them was more difficult to get, and you're having real challenges. And it just is like, it's crushing your business. The income is very low. The costs are very high. You got a trade war going on. And, you know, the hardware business was really, really tough. It's different to me because I don't eat nuts and bolts. They're kind of important, especially when you're constructing something, but it's not life or death. It's not like the farmers and ranchers who feed us and feed the world. That's why it's different, I think. That's why it's different to say we've got to have a, in our case, a cheap food policy. That's what we have in the United States. You know, we have a cheap food policy. We want to stabilize that a little bit, and that's why we have the programs we have, crop insurance or whatever. But this year is especially bad. And I just, my heart aches over it. It really does. It's just a, so I'm just asking, what can be done? What should be done? And welcome others to weigh in on that today, okay? Here's how you answer that question, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can also text us, although we prefer the calls. And I have lines open right now. Maybe it's not that bad, Todd, because lines are open. I ask the question, how can we fix this? What can we do? How bad is it? I want farmers and ranchers to answer that. And if there's lines open, does that mean there's, it's not that bad? Maybe that's what it means.
Well, I mean, it's could certainly, be. I can see where somebody would believe that.
Yeah. Really, really like to know that. I think this is the most important North Dakota story right now. There's a bigger national story, but our ability to impact that is limited. You know, we can have our voice, we can talk with our elected leaders, we can do our part, but what's going to happen is going to happen there. Honestly. I hope the North Dakota viewpoint prevails on that, but really, that's a lot out of our control. This is in our control. This is something extremely vital to Main Streets, to many of the businesses in the economy of North Dakota, and most importantly, the farmers and ranchers who are feeding the world. So it's darn important. We haven't really talked about it for a while other than bits and pieces here and there, so I thought it was important enough today to tackle. So I want to know what you think. 701-258-0550. Texter says, I've been watching China trade policies for 40 years. I'm not dancing over the deal on Friday, knowing that they have never honored any commitment they have made. And already they are showing signs of backpedaling. We have to look in other directions for prosperity. Yeah, they are a shifty bunch. They are. The difference is, what's ever been done about it in the past? When they've reneged on a deal, when they've not fulfilled a commitment, what have we done? I'm asking, I can't remember any significant retaliation. This is where I think Donald Trump deserves credit. This is where he's using tariffs as a negotiating tool. Tariffs to get you to the table, tariffs to get a better deal. Texter says, Scott, could you have a farmer call in and tell us, people who are not in agriculture, what this rain really means? I see these fields are really wet. Will they be able to get their crop out? It's a question they're all asking themselves right now. It's a good question. I welcome the answer to that question for that listener, for sure. Very true. So, let us know, 800-228-0550. This past weather event didn't help, did it? Senator Hoban has a press release out today saying there will be disaster assistance coverage for North Dakota producers impacted by the early blizzard. As chair of the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee, he's working to ensure that the disaster relief legislation passed in May, which included more than $3 billion for the USDA to cover crop losses stemming from 2018 and 2019 disasters and provide coverage for losses due to excessive moisture and snowfall under the Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program. That's the WIP program. Counties with a presidential or secretarial disaster declaration are automatically eligible for WIP. Producers who are not in counties with a declared disaster may also be eligible, but must supply documentation establishing that crops were directly impacted by a qualifying disaster event. While some counties in North Dakota have a disaster declaration for spring flooding, in order to be automatically eligible, a new declaration will have to be issued for these counties to cover losses due to the snowfall. And he went on to say that the senator is talking to the USDA about the challenges facing North Dakota producers and ensuring that USDA works with producers impacted by the disasters. Doug Goring and FSA State Executive Director Brad Tickerson also have been talked to about assisting the state's producers. So some things in the works there. How bad is it? And what can we do about it? The question I ask of you on What's On Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. You know, oil and gas production in North Dakota, a leading energy producer in the world, number two in the nation, McKenzie County, number one county in the entire country. Isn't that amazing? Pretty amazing what's going on when you look at that. Over 500,000 barrels a day. Right there, under McKenzie County. Pretty incredible what's happening right here. And if you look at the oil and gas production since the Bakken discovery phenomenal increases. It's certainly a game changer that everyone's talking about. That's how we prove that commerce and communities work together for the good of all. Talent, resources, building a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 21 past the hour, a bunch of texts rolling in here. And calls, questions, and comments as well. Texter says, I would love to know your thoughts on this as well. H.R. McMaster brought a mole into the White House. And I said, I've heard something somewhere about that. I don't know much about it. I see there's a YouTube story with it, so I guess I'll have to save my comments for another day. Another texter says, the president made a poor decision with the Syrian Kurds. How can our allies in fighting terrorism trust us that war isn't over? That's a tough one. It's a real tough one, because I think what the president is saying, hey, EU, all these ISIS fighters came from you. This is your problem. We're fighting. Where are you? And the Kurds being left to do this on their own is the thing that gives me the most heartburn. Because the Kurds have done a lot of the work on rounding up ISIS. But I think it's fair to say Turkey reacted differently than I think the president expected them to operate. So there's going to be some congressional action on this. The Senate's working on something. I think there'll be some significant sanctions. But I also agree with the president that we cannot be the world's police force. We can't be their police force. This is as much about getting our troops out of harm's way where they don't need to be in every conflict as possible. It's hard to argue with that. That's what the president ran on. Now, another listener says, all the anti-war lefties think it's so bad. We're pulling out of Turkey. How come no other country went in to take our place? No other countries must be worried about it. Interesting point there. And a good one. Because the president is saying just that. Hey, NATO. Hey, EU. This is your problem, too. And over there with the police force, we're going to pull our police force out of harm's way because they're troops. And we're going to do this another way. So it is amazing how quickly then everybody that, you know, critics of every Republican president on any particular military conflict all along now have the opposite. Put them in there. Keep them in there. Yeah. How'd that work out for us before? Texter says, I'd really like you to ask the senators if they can extend the deadlines on infrastructure projects or waive the penalties for working past the deadline. What infrastructure projects are we talking about, I wonder? Better get some more information there before I ask them about that. Texter says, I've mentioned this before, but I prefer less government. But if we can't buy the widget, then the widget has to lay off people and bankruptcies cascade through society. I really enjoy affordable, abundant food. Couldn't agree anymore. That's the consequence. That's what you're messing with if you say, no big deal. It's the private sector. Let them fend for themselves. It's really dangerous. Really dangerous stuff. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Question of the hour that I have. A lot of farmers and ranchers listening right now. How bad is it? What can we do about it? How can we help? I'm of the opinion more needs to be done. Looks like Senator Hovind is suggesting some of that be done through disaster aid specific to the blizzard. Can't get the crop out, blizzard, boom. You know, disaster aid. And I know that's just a Band-Aid, but that's better than nothing, isn't it? What do you think of that idea? Want to know what you think about this? Love to hear from you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us. You can go that way as well. But we prefer just having a good old-fashioned conversation, don't we, Todd? Isn't that kind
well, exactly.
of what we... Yeah.
Because if it's just, you know, if it's just us reading text, I mean, we're happy to communicate. And I realize not everybody can voice call, you know, you're at work and the boss is in earshot and stuff. And
the bad news is trade deal, low prices, bad weather, right? Very tough weather year. Okay, that's the bad news. But it's also the good news. Especially with the fact that there's a trade deal in here and people recognize there is some sacrifice on the part of our farmers and ranchers to get to a better deal on trade. That's why there's been trade aid that has come from the president. Right? So that affords us an opportunity, I believe, to say, let's get creative here. What kind of a deal is there? It could be put together that would help. I know the solution's out there. I know we can talk about that. So you just tell me what you think. Later this week, I'm headed to Williston, North Dakota for the 22nd annual Porch to Plains Conference annual event. Teddy Roosevelt said, you know, I don't for a moment believe we can turn back the wheels of progress. Got the wheels of progress going on. So freight will be in the focus. Permitting new technology. Energy will be in the focus. Transportation systems, energy production. Progressing through transportation reauthorization. Have some federal authorities out, experts. And also progress with a wide perspective. Brad Beckedahl, North Dakota State Senator. Williston City Commissioner, Porch to Plains board member, be tackling that as well. It's all going to be at the Old Williston Armory. Registration $125 for members, $150 without it. Wheels of Progress, Porch to Plains. Find out more at PorchToPlains.com, PorchToPlains.com. We'll be there. Love to see you there as well. All right? More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white Fort Worth police officer shoots her in her own home on Saturday. The officer was investigating after a neighbor called and reported that a door was open at the woman's home. That neighbor now says he's sorry he ever made the call. Police have also now disclosed there was somebody else in the room when that 28-year-old woman was shot.
An 8-year-old male, Miss Jefferson's nephew, was inside the room during this time.
A lawyer for the family of 28-year-old victim Tatiana Jefferson says the fact that they used deadly force in that situation is absurd. Emergency officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to find a man they think may still be alive underneath the debris from the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel, part of it coming down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Back on What's On Your Mind. North Dakota business leaders can struggle to find and keep talented employees. It's a challenge. That's an understatement, right? Well, to meet that challenge, the University of Mary has launched a new workforce development initiative. The University of Mary has a long history of partnering with industries to develop training and academic programs that meet employees' needs for cutting-edge skills and education. Businesses know that talented employees are their greatest assets, offering educational opportunities to help those employees advance in their careers and increase their skills builds employee loyalty. That's a win-win for management and workforce. Whether your business needs skill building in project management, leadership, customer service, relationship management, or some other area, the University of Mary will work to customize training specific to you, developing, training, retraining the existing workforce. North Dakota employers boost with productivity, and stay ahead of the competition. Discover more about the University of Mary's Workforce Development Initiative at umary.edu/workforce. Back on What's On Your Mind, question I want to answer today from farmers and ranchers is, how bad is it? How can we help? What can be done? What can we advocate for? What can we put the muscle of our grassroots effort behind? Help us help you. 701-258-0550. Mike in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question as far as the conflicts overseas and everywhere else. Where do you think are the most powerful nations throughout the world are militarily?
Us, the United States. Right? China.
Okay.
Well, they were really flexing their muscles with that little 70th anniversary military parade with even some missiles I guess we didn't even know existed. And I was told some missiles that can reach the U.S.
Okay,
China,
so...
China. I would say after, Russia.
After America, are there any other democracy or republic nations out there that are fairly strong in all those conflicting territories?
No, I don't know what you mean. I think U.S. is number one, as I said. And I said I would put China and Russia. Are you saying, are you excluding them and asking outside of them which one's tough, or what are you saying?
The basis between the question is because I used to think, like you know, a lot of your listeners, that we should not be the world's police force. However, listening to radio stations about 10 years ago, I was living in California, something was pointed out to me, and it really dawned on me that if there are going to be conflicts, and most of the nations that are trying to be like us are still extremely weak, then without us, they will be terrorized by these dictatorships and monarchies and fascist nations, and they will never be able to become like us. So, therefore, with us being as strong as we are, if we want to help the world to become more like us and get away from those type of ruling nations, then we have to help them to get there. The other part is the fact that if we're not helping them over there and the entire world is a fascist dictatorship type government system, then where are they going to go once they've conquered the entire world? They're going to all focus on us. And where would you rather have our conflict, overseas or in our own nation?
Right, and I think that,
so that you're considered.
You're making an argument that was made during the. You're making an argument that was made during the post 9/11 era. You know, say okay, we can take them out there, or we can just say you know hands off, and then they'll come here, and we'll have to fight them here. I mean, we don't want to do that. So I don't disagree with you. I think what the president is trying to say though, okay, NATO is an example of what you're talking about, helping them, if you will. NATO says if there's an attack on one, there's an attack on all. And NATO comes together. This is why the president is ticked about Turkey. Because he's saying...
I consider NATO to be a lot like the bureaucratic deep state. It's a bunch of back scratching.
I agree. But the president's saying, I'm putting money in. You're all putting money in. How about you actually do something rather than talk? You know, I mean, he's challenging them to be better. He's challenging them to get in the game. Same thing with the EU. These ISIS fighters that have been captured in Syria, guess where they came from? Europe.
I'm all for that, trying to encourage them and push them and do whatever kind of leverage you can to get them to assist. I'm just saying that I would rather anybody, any nation that wants to be as close as they can to be like our government system, even as corrupt as it is, it's still the best one out there. If anybody wants to try to be like us, then I say we try and help them out. Get rid of all those terrorist nations, all those fascistic dictatorship nations that want to try and take over the world. The Hitler mentality style, the Napoleon mentality style. Get rid of them.
What do you mean by help them out, though? Well, how define that for me.
I don't like being a police force, like the whole Vietnam, Korea issue. To me, the last war we actually had was World War II, because every war since then has been like a police state where we had restrictions on our soldiers. We didn't just invade and kick their asses. Our forces had their hands tied behind their back. So therefore, if that's the way it is, then it's a police force and it's not a war. A war means we go in and kick the bloody snot out of them and conquer and then help those who actually wanted to help get situated. I don't like being a police force around the world. I don't like our forces having to be everywhere. But at the same token, I would rather those conflicts be over there than here. And anybody that wants to be like us, I say we help them out.
All right, Mike, appreciate that. See if others agree with you at 800-228-0550. Texter says, as a fourth-generation farmer, it worries me that every time there's a little bit of adversity, we as an industry run to the government to solve the problem. The reality is, farming is a hard life with little hope of meaningful prosperity. But we know that going in, we do it because it's who we are, and being turned into a permanent victim, class-dependent, solely on government aid is the surest way to bring a once proud profession to its knees. I certainly applaud you. I do. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think dependency is a smart move. I think a recognition that this is an extraordinarily important national security industry, right? We can't feed ourselves. We've got a national security problem, right? And when there is a year of impacts that are bad, from a trade deal that ultimately is designed to make it better, which is why I think most people were for it. You know, how many years of low prices and then a horrific weather situation again where you're whacked with the weather and can't get the crop out and everything else. Is there something for that? But I applaud the resilience and the, I guess, the recognition that it's a tough industry and we'll take it ups and downs all the way. Agree with that, or you think there ought to be more done to help our growers out? You tell me. Texter says, I couldn't go to the rally in Minneapolis, but my wife and I sent our first ever donation to a politician. Go Trump. How about that? That will make a big difference. When there are people that are joining the political arena for the first time, donating their hard-earned money for the first time, that's what Donald Trump has done. Brought a whole new group of folks in here. The mole story you talked about earlier was reported by Alex Jones Sunday afternoon. All right. That was the H.R. McMaster brought a mole into the White House. Maybe we're going to meet that mole coming up here in a little bit in the impeachment circus that's going on. Could be. Remember Obama said ISIS was only a JV squad. So we should have left long ago. He did say that. You think he regrets saying that at all? After the challenges and taking them on? Yeah.
You gotta think.
I don't know. Knows. I don't know. Exactly right.
And wouldn't we get a straight answer if you were to be able to ask him that?
Good question. Craig and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Scott, good morning.
Morning.
You know, when this first happened with the Kurds in Turkey, I was very ticked off at the president for abandoning them. But now I hear these guys on the left, they sound like a bunch of neocons. We're supposed to stay, get out of those wars. That's what we heard from the left for 18 years. And Bush is a war criminal. And I guess it's a confusing mess over there. But I think maybe Trump's onto something. Are we going to be the police in the world? Where's Europe? It's your turn. Do something. How many more people got to die over here? Maybe we ought to arm all the... There's 1,000 Kurds in Fargo alone. How many are in the United States? Let's give them an AR-15, which, is, according to the left, is a weapon of war, even though it's not. Arm them with AR-15s and get them on a plane to go over there and help. I'm just sick of this whole mess that everything's turned around now.
Great point. Great point, Craig. That's called hypocrisy, and it's called identifying weasel politicians. That's what you've done. Weasel politicians who are just going to look for a political binge in whatever they find. That's the deal. You know what the answer to a weasel politician is? A MyPillow. If you have a better night's sleep, you won't care as much about weasel politicians. See? You'll sleep like a baby. You'll absolutely love it. And right now, in addition to sleeping great, we're going to give you a great deal on all MyPillow products at Mike Lindell's direction. The inventor, the CEO, said, hey, give back to your listeners. Let's give them a deal. So if you go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, you're going to find a whole host of great savings, up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. Like the body pillow, regularly $89.99. Promo code SCOTT on the Radio Listener Special link, $29.99. $60 lopped off, and you still get the 60-day money-back guarantee and the 10-year warranty. You can call, too, 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, then enter the promo code SCOTT for the big-time savings from MyPillow. Nothing like it. Nothing. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire.
Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson Ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a
business. And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Active Military Veterans Appreciation Event. Doing another one this year. Helping out veterans will be at the Elks in Bismarck. Thursday, November 7th. More info to come on that. Meanwhile, the 2020s are rolling in. Got to get those 2019s out. Why are there deals? Check them out. Schwann, Buick, GMC.com.
800-228-0550. Senator Kevin Cramer was on CNN State of the Union with Jake Tapper yesterday. Did you see any of this, Don?
In Minneapolis, scrolling.
Oh, you were, weren't you? Yeah, you were scrolling. Good for you. Yeah. Anyway, much of the questioning had to do with Turkey and the situation there, but Senator Cramer did a nice job of not taking the bait from Jake Tapper, just kind of stating his position and leaving it at that. Texter says, where is the anti-war left? Since when is it bad to end wars? When did the Congress vote to put troops in Syria? Turkey's military wouldn't have attacked if we had soldiers there, says another listener. Senator Kramer did great, but in all honesty, a moron could outsmart Jake Tapper.
Wow.
Oh, man. Did you catch Jake accusing our troops of surrender? What a piece of trash. I don't know if I remember that exactly. I hope the person's listening, either the pickup driver or the Pepsi semi driver, that were part of my favorite blizzard moment in the storm. You see this, Todd? This was in Jamestown at the Econo, at the Econo Lodge there, and a pickup truck pulled a semi truck. I mean, a big semi with the Pepsi trailer out of a jam. I love it.
That was great. That was epic. Yeah.
Didn't even look like it. Was that hard of work? I would love to have been there for that high five after. Hey, we did it. 701-258-0550. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550. Email's welcome. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, a couple of texters here. Scott, just loaded in Houston, Texas for Tioga, North Dakota. And the talk in Texas is that if impeachment happens, I feel sorry for the Democrats, as this state has Trump's back, and they're saying they're taking action. And they mean force. And they want Biden and Hillary in jail. I'm on Trump's side, bringing the troops home. Way to go. Weighing in on our topic of the day, and one of them anyway. And also sharing what you're hearing down there in Texas as you're reloading for Tioga. Thanks, and come on up. Can you play the part where Jake said if our troops were surrendering? Well, that's the second person that's brought that up now. I have a number of cuts from the interview on CNN with State of the Union. Said he wants to know what the plan for the troops is in case they need to reengage. Tapper says the latest military decision has created the war. Is that the one? Dee, have you got me up here? The audio so I could play this. Let's say if this is the one. This is Jake Tapper, CNN, State of the Union, interviewing Senator Kevin Cramer yesterday.
While there's a withdrawal, what I'd like to know is a withdrawal to where? As you know, we have several bases in the region. Even though we go a little ways, we don't necessarily go far. What is the strategy should we need to reengage?
All right, I guess we don't have Tapper's snarky little commentary on here, so here's more of it.
Well, Jake, I wish it had been different. I can tell you that, but I'm not sure the president had a lot of choices. I know we like to sort of oversimplify these complicated relationships, but I think the logical question is, were we prepared to stay there and fight the Turks, given the fact that the Turks seem to be committed to coming across the border and establishing this militarized zone with or without our staying there. So I think the president at that point has not so much a binary choice as a decision to make as to, you know, which friend, if you will, do we stand with in this circumstance. So clearly, the Turks are not the type of ally that the Kurds are, but they are a NATO country, as you pointed out, and it's never quite as simple as just a binary choice.
Senator Kevin Cramer with Jake Tapper on CNN State of the Union yesterday. 800-228-0550. Lots of textures here, but we love your calls. So call us at 701-258-0550. Here's another text. I have to take a bit of issue with the farmer who said there's little chance of financial success in farming. In my small town, I'd say that the top 10% of earners are farmers. Of course, I don't know this for a fact. I'm basing my remark only on who has the nicest homes, vehicles, boats, campers, vacations, etc. Everything else the listener said is very, very true, in my opinion. Here's the big question. Farmers and ranchers, this is for you. How bad is it right now? Okay, I'm talking about now, this season, with everything that's gone on. How bad is it? And what, if anything, can be done about it? Some of you have said, look, it's just a tough business. I don't need to depend on the government. Understand. That's the vote. Others might say, hey, it'd be great if we could tweak this or tweak that. As you have in previous conversations with Senators Hoeven, Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum on the program.
I just want to know, how bad is it so we have a handle on it? And number two, if there's any way we can help. That's simple as that. Text 701-367-2054 or call us 800-228-0550. Back with more after this.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Piper's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farming construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 49, 40, and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Piper's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Piper's.com.
Have you ever seen the White House at Christmas time? It's spectacular, and it's part of the Flag family trip to Washington, D.C., December 10th through the 14th. I'm Scott Hinnan, host of What's On Your Mind. My wife Maria and I are hosting this trip. I'd love to send you an itinerary and full details on how you can join us for packages starting at $2,500 per person. Call 952-898-3478, extension 228. 952-898-3478, extension 228, or go to am1100theflag.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.